next gentleman that's going to help us get better.
Ah, I hope so.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Hello.
Randy Weir. Rod.
Nice to see you.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your performance. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. It was a great contest, and I know all the judges and all the patrons out there in the audience enjoyed themselves very much. You did well, and I hope you were pleased with your scores. If you're not, I can't do much about it.
Get over it, in other words.
So we're going to talk in work presentation now for 20 minutes. We adjudicate effect and believability of your performance and its impact on the audience. So everything you do that creates emotion in us should be reflected in score and comments on my sheet. 0 to 100 points available in this category are degrees of entertainment value. It's pretty much that simple. The more entertained we are, the higher you score in the presentation category. You bring good material to the stage, hopefully good barbershop-worthy material. Then you take your tools of vocal interpretation and visual interpretation to fashion an illusion to draw me into, for better or worse, and to the best of your ability, and then you take the emotions inherent in that music and you bring them right into my heart. That's what we're looking for. And so I have a laundry list of comments, and then we'll sing. All right. So you keep coming back like a song. Maybe a body press when Randy turns and moves towards the audience. Maybe we take our energy and our presence and we take it towards the audience in a very coordinated fashion. It's always a really good look. Work harder, face to match lyric. Visual growth with a lyric line. Find ways. We need to work harder as chorus members to be better tools for Randy. We need more of more ability to express in many different directions. And then we need to find the right ways to use them. And then we need to use them appropriately, which is to ebb and flow towards a climax, just as we do vocally, and we work so hard on that. We need to do that visually also. Early in the song, there you are. You sing that twice. Mm-hmm. So first time should look pretty good. Second time should probably look a little better if you're going to repeat the line. Masterful storytelling is what a song like this that's lyric-driven requires, because you don't have these sorts of tools to work with, right? We're not going to be doing a whole lot of this. So what's left? Upper body posture, facial involvement, a coordinated plan that, like I said, grows from someplace to someplace better, and someplace better still, and then to a climax. So we need to be harder workers. Good hand discipline in this chorus. And I'm talking to a lot of choruses today about how hands can distract. And you guys are fairly controlled with your hands. You do your work actively, which is good, but you do it below your waist, and that's where it belongs. Very good usage of volume dynamics. Whoever creates your interpretation has thought this through. And you're showing off the chorus fairly well with your volume dynamics. Now, what am I going to ask for? I'm going to ask for equal strength visual dynamics that match a sliding scale, just like you maybe talk about your volumes in terms of numbers. You know, we need a 7, and we want an 8, and then to a 9. Well, that means that visually, we need to go from a 7 to an 8 to a 9 also. And as tools for Randy, you need to have that already in you when you get onto the risers. Suggestion to use the size of the chorus as one of your tools. So when you sing louder, you get yourselves ever so slightly bigger. Not that looks funky, but just, I need a little more space to sing this. And then the more quietly we sing, maybe we do it the opposite direction. The chorus has the appearance of smaller. It serves several purposes. One is that visual coordination with volume, which is good. The other is, when you're singing quietly, your heads are closer together. That ain't a bad thing. Scores, song 1, 72, 70, 77. Song 2, score 70, 73, 74. We're seeing the same sorts of things in the same level. There are still 30-some points available to you or 20-some points available to you in this category. And these are some of the places where they are. Bye Bye Baby. Front row choreo. Don't look to the floor. They didn't put you in the front row because you're not capable of doing your work without looking at where it is you're going. It looks very amateur. Don't be expressionless out here. They put you in the front row because you are the representatives of the primary representatives of the chorus at many times during the choreo. And we need to work a little harder to just rehearse it so well that we know exactly where we're going and what we're doing so that we can keep this going. Because if you start looking at the floor, what happens? I lose all connection with lyric in your face because you're thinking about other things. I see choreo plan, page one. Page two. You're supposed to say that for the rehearsal. Riser Rose, you went out to lunch. You let these guys take the whole thing over. I'm not talking about all of you. But in general, the more work they do, the farther away from standard chorus position that they go, I don't care if it's just with an arm or a hand, but especially if they're moving their bodies, what has to happen to your visual performance? It has to match that. Sliding scale, the more important their work is here, the more important is that you be in support visually of that work. So let's work on some of those things.
Which song would you like to work with?
Which song would you like to work with?
let's work on Bye Bye Baby.
Let's, okay. Yes, let's do the other one.
Back here. Bye-bye.
And then move, and move, and move, and end up there. So 50% of the visual thing was gone for me. Not gone, but can be more artistic.
Things are...
Bye-bye!
That requires one good look, and then the closer you get to me, the farther you get from your standard chorus position, the more your face and your body have to say, hey, 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 don't you like what we just did? We couldn't sing this part without doing it. You don't want it to look like left, right, left, right. I did it. No, you did that part of it. All right, try again.
Bye-bye.
Straight down the tile, square to the audience. If you would just turn, then everybody would be free to do that because there's no reason to look at his back, right? You're just going to be watching him peripherally. Anytime your director turns, you're down the tiles. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. All right. Well, this might be a wonderful place to do that. Okay. Give it a try. We got nothing to lose.
Start with Bye Bye Baby.
Bye Bye Baby. Right after the intro. One, two, here it is.
Bye Bye Baby. And remember you're my baby when they give you the eye. Although I know that you care.
attention to detail. Attention to detail. The things I'm talking to you about need to be implemented, and then they need to be work. That's the only difference. The choreo plan is wonderful. It's not too challenging, but it's adequate for the song. You guys handle it very well. You don't look like you don't enjoy it. You don't look like so many choruses today where, and I didn't get them any out yet, but I wanted to just say to them, hey, guys, it's just friends now, and the scores are all in. How many of you like the choreo plan? I would hope to only see a few hands in some choruses. But here, I would expect to see all hands. It's a great choreo plan, and it's perfectly suited to your chorus, but it's ragged, and it needs work. And it needs total involvement. Words on our sheet. This is the section of our sheet that's probably the most important. Believability is the section. And here are some of the subheadings. Mood creation, generation, and climax. From the heart. Well, from the heart means you ingest the message so much that you can visually display the message for me. Character development. Ebb and flow. Start good. Get better. Be wonderful when you get to the climax. Authenticity and commitment, which are feel from the heart sorts of things also. We have to believe what we see and what we hear. And you're in charge of that. You're capable of it. You're very capable of it. But we need to clean up the ragged nature. Front row also needs to clean it up. Back row, yes. Levels. Levels of your moves. Body positioning. When do we lean out? When do we lean in? Just little attention to detail that like that is going to go a long way in this chorus. And just work it. Be better tools for your director every time you come. That's what you need to do. All right. How about the other song?
Sure. They kick us out of here. All right.
Has anyone ever told him how much like David Wright looks?
No, that's it. He's cool. He might sound right.
A song that he sang, so hard, but I fear you'll always follow me near and far. Just when I think that I'm sad, just when I've learned to forget.
Some comments. Are you thinking now in terms of what I've been telling you? Are you thinking, if I sing this phrase with this bass, and then the next phrase is a louder volume or a more meaningful part of the sentence of the thought, are we changing what we're doing here and changing it for the more potent? Are we working in that direction? I think some of us are. That's good. One more comment, especially front row, but everybody. Hands. Don't let them look awkward. And if they're stiff or in one position like this, it's uncomfortable looking. It's awkward looking to us. Relax them. If you need a rehearsal technique, it is this. Take your thumb and your forefinger and pinch your pants. Just grab the sides of your pants and sing a whole song that way until you learn to just release your pants and leave your hands where they are. Now, active hands are wonderful. And occasionally, if your hands do things like this, that can be a real plus. But you want to return to your default position, which is comfortably at your side. And you never want them to come, unless it's a choreo plan, above your waist. And some of you are getting close to that. And that says, look at me. That's ask the audience to look at your hands. But here is the strong communicator, right here. Face and body involvement. If I'm doing my work up here and doing well, like a lot of you are, you don't want to distract from that. You don't want to say, look at my hands, because my hands can't say anything near what my face and body are. So keep them active, but come. comfortable looking, not awkward looking. And sometimes it's a very unconscious thing, which is why I mention it, so that now you've been told at least once, your hands may become awkward, and just don't let it happen. All right, pick it up somewhere.
Can't run away from you, dear. I tried so hard, but I fear you'll always follow me near and far. Just when I think that I'm set, just when I've learned to forget, I close my eyes.
You make a nice change there. Faces.
You are.
Wait. I close my eyes here, and there you are. Dude, I close my eyes. There you were. Oh. No. Come on now. Let me know the quality of what it is you just saw or remember when you close your eyes. What is that internal vision? And what does it mean to you? And we need to amp it up several notches in case you don't get what it is I'm saying.
Just when I think that I'm sad, just, here we go.
Just when I've learned to forget.
Right? To make it bigger and better. Not bigger necessarily volume-wise, but bigger as an event, as a drama event. There you are should be magical. And then there you are the second time should be beyond magical. Otherwise, why sing it twice?
Question for you, Roger.
Yep,
you asked us to smile more. We've been taught to sing vertically.
Yes.
How do you expect us to do that?
You smile with every other thing available to you.
Every other thing.
There are many other things available to you that, you know, without an ethics violation.
I think I heard something of it. It's an overtone.
And he knew the answer before he asked the question. The answer is eyebrows. Cheek muscles. Tilt of the head. Affirmative nod. There you are. There you are. Affirmative nod is a wonderful way to smile, to increase the drama. And yes, don't change your vowel positions. We do sing vertically in it with everything. And a smile can sometimes tend to make us sing a little horizontally. But we're too smart for that. We're not going to let that happen.
Just when I think that I'm sad, just, ready basis, here we go.
Just when I think that I'm sad, just when I've learned to forget, I close my eyes, dear, and there you are.
Now give it to me. Doesn't it? It does. And so this is where we really need to take that eval and get it lifts away from the teeth and get a nice vertical feel to it, right? Soften it a little bit. Don't try to push too much air through that small of an opening. That's when you get that strained sound. And
sounds like your exit music.